Good morning. May God fill you with His grace and grant His blessings on you today. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee with grateful hearts. We appreciate so much the opportunity to gather even in this electronic way to share the Word of God, to discuss it, to ponder it, Lord, and hopefully to live it in a more meaningful way. Lord, we thank You for all that You have done for us. We thank You for this wonderful church. We thank You for the congregation that abounds in love, and we see it every day in every way through this people in this church. We thank You for it, Lord. Help us to do Thy will, and we want to study Thy Word today. Help us to write it upon our hearts. Help us to understand it as You would have us understand it, and help us to live it and abide in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today and for the next several weeks, we will be talking and learning about relationships. To God, all relationships should be based on love. God is love. Christ is love personified. Love is mentioned in nearly every book in the Bible. I went through my concordance, stopped on the page of love, and there's a complete column, over 105 verses that are mentioned in the concordance about love. It's an important aspect of Christianity. I have selected a few verses that stress how important love is to Christianity. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is of God, and knoweth God. John 14:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is charity, which is another word for love. Out of a pure heart and a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue. John 14:35. By this man shall know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ with passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. Romans 13:10, love worketh no ill to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. 1 John 4:19, we love Him because He first loved us. John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Matthew 5:44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. That's a hard one to live up to. Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. And 1 Peter 4:8. And above all things, have fervent charity, love, among yourselves. For charity, love, covereth the multitude of sins. just a sample. I could have read dozens more, but 10 verses that stress how important love is to have an abundant life. Our love for the lost is what motivates most Christians to be involved in some form of ministry to share the word, to enlighten the lost, and share the love of Jesus. Let us turn now to the reading of the scripture in John 15, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye Christians, bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, as I have kept my Father's commitments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. A constant word in these few verses is abide. Abide means to dwell forever, to dwell in forever. So if we abide, we have Christ living in us, and he is living in us forever and guiding us. There cannot be a closer relationship ever, and we should remember that. We should pray every day that God will draw us nearer to Jesus, that we can be more like him in every way. Now, let us go to verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. A vine, that's Jesus. A continual, life-giving connection to him. He came to grant eternal life, not to judge us. And a vine is a continual, life-giving connection. And Jesus is that to us, a continual, life-giving connection. as his blood courses through his veins, the sap courses through the vine. If you're a branch, it's coursing through you. It's nourishing you. It's encouraging you. It's providing salvation to you. You're abiding in it, and he's abiding in you. Jesus is a continual life-giving connection to God and to us. And he came to grant eternal life, not to judge us. The husbandman, that's God. He prunes the vine, and he casts off the dead branches. He's the judge. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he, God, taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. All right, God is the husbandman. He prunes the non-fruit-bearing branches and casts them away, and they end up in the fire. And that's the fire of hell. Every fruit-bearing branch, he purges. Now, the branch has little twigs that grow off of it. That's generally where all the fruit can be gathered, off those branches. And often, many of those branches die. So, they're purges. The dead twigs are taken away because they can't be fruitful. God does these minor prunings to us as Christians. They are bumps on the road of life to keep us on the right path so that verse 3 is fulfilled. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The dead is gone. Only the fruitful branches are left. So you are clean. Verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. We need that life-giving sap. Except it abide in me, in the vine, no more than can ye, except ye abide in me. We must have that life-giving connection with Jesus Christ for us to be fruitful, for us to be profitable to him, for us to be useful in this world, and content as well. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It reminds us, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Most of us have spent some time in our life without Christ. We have not been profitable. We have not been fruitful. Many times we are so lost and living in almost agony. But if we have Jesus Christ and his life-sustaining grace to us, oh, what a difference and what a joy life can be. We thank him for it, because without him, we can do nothing. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And it's never too late to attach yourself to the vine. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Live his word, and you will not be cast into the fire, but you will bear much fruit for him. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, Lord. Here in verse 6, God is telling us the consequences of not abiding in him. And in number 7, the promises, if we do. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. God will take care of you in this life and certainly in the next. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. All we have to do is bear the fruit. Bear the fruit, we shall be the disciple of Jesus. My friends, there are few in this world that can attain that status because so many people reject Christ. They go their own way and they are cast in the fire. But if you accept Christ and you abide in Him, if you live in Him and live in His Word, ye shall be His disciple. Verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Now remember, love covers all sins. Draw nearer to Jesus and brighten your lives. Continue in His love. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. All right, there is another condition. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even to the point, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Abide, to dwell continually with Jesus. That's the condition we must meet. Verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. What a promise. And I can testify to you that that verse is true. It's true today as the moment that Jesus spoke it. I praise the Lord for all the blessings that He has provided me. Praise Him for all the grace He has given in my life to sustain me, to protect me, to keep me on the right path, and give me the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that's what we get when we abide in Jesus. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. God's commandment to us. Now, I know that's like preaching to the choir in this church with this congregation. All the ministries this church is involved with for others and the way you treat each other display the acceptance of this commandment. God bless each of you. Verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus had that love. Jesus, He went to the garden and He prayed, God, remove this burden from me. He knew what was coming. He knew the physical pain that He was about to endure. He knew that His body was going to die. He knew that He was taking on our sins. And because He took on our sins, God could not look upon Jesus. Christ was on the cross, following God's will, and He said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? It's because God could not look upon His own Son, who was bearing our sins. So Jesus was descended into hell. For the third day He arose, and He came out not as a man, but as God, and walked this earth for another 40 days. Greater love hath no man than this. God wants us to love like this. The love of Christ is uplifting, faithful, everlasting, refreshing, committed, forgiving, encouraging, energizing, and so many more things and it is free. He wants us to have it. Live it and share it with others. You can do this by spreading His word and displaying it in how you live. Verse 14, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. That's God's challenge to us. Follow His words. Follow His commandments. Verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. What God taught him is all found in this word, His holy word. Write it on your hearts. Follow it every day. Read it. Let it nourish you. Let it guide you. It will protect you. And you will feel the abundance of God's love each time you read it. Christ shared all He knew with us that our joy could be complete. He provided to us the path to eternal life and loved us enough to die on the cross for all our sins. All to Him we owe. Verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. The fruit is the unsaved of this world. God wants us to touch them. He wants us to share in His love, share in His word with them, that they can come to know Jesus and walk the walk and follow the commandments and become disciples. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go, or that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. God leaves us with this command. How do we follow this command? Excuse me. Verse 17. These things I command you, that ye love one another. God leaves us with this command. How do we follow this command? It tells us in verse 16, go forth and bring fruit and follow the word, because God has chosen us to do that. Every Christian. How do we follow it? Verse 16, bring forth fruit. So I close with this admonition. Go forth, my friends. Go forth. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today just thankful for all thy many, many blessings. We see the challenges of the day. We see the evils in this world, in this day. And Lord, we are so grateful that you protect us from them, that you give us the peace that passes all understanding. If as long as we abide in you, prayerfully touch with you several times a day, pray without ceasing, you tell us. And Lord, we need to do that. We need to live our life as Jesus would want us to. We need to be more like Jesus every day. Thank you, Lord. Now be with us during this terrible pandemic. We pray, Lord, that you'll just wrap your loved ones, wrap this church in the whole armor of God. Protect them from the arrows of the evil ones. Protect them from this terrible virus and disease. Instead, lift us up. Let us stand on your promises. Feel the joy that comes from Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Next week, encouragement strengthens relationship is the topic. The verses are Acts 9:26-28 and 11:21-26. I look forward to presenting the Word of God again next week. God bless you all, protect you in every way.